Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm in Eugene, Oregon, actually. First time taking my son to Oregon games. I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, and they have Nevada, I think, right? Is that who they have this week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, they should beat them up, so you should be okay rooting for your Mighty Ducks, that's for sure. Are you going to bump into Dennis Dixon by chance?
I don't know if he's going to be here. It's been a long time since I've seen him, so I think he comes to most every game. I know he works up in Beaverton, so I don't know. It'd be nice to run into him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, there was a lot of hope here in Pittsburgh for Dennis Dixon for a couple weeks. We thought, like, maybe he was going to really change the fortunes of the Steelers, but then no go. All right. Go ahead.
We thought we were going to win a championship with him. So your disappointment's not as much as ours. Don't worry.
I agree. All right. People thought they were going to win a championship in Pittsburgh with Antonio Brown. Are we full on off the deep end with Antonio Brown? And is there a resolution with the Oakland Raiders or not?
Yeah, the resolution is probably going to end up that they release him and then he wins the Super Bowl with the Patriots. That's probably what the resolution is going to be because, you know, if they release him, there's only one team that's going to sign him, and that's the New England Patriots. Because they're the only team I think that can deal with these sort of issues, right? I mean, there are things that happen in the NFL you can deal with, right? I mean, there are player issues, there are personal issues, and you deal with them, A, as long as the player is producing on the field, and B, as long as it doesn't affect your wins and losses, you know, your ability to win and lose games in the NFL, more often obviously to win them. And now these issues are becoming distractions. You know, David Carr's or Derek Carr's brother went on NFL Network last night and said the captains had a meeting with John Gruden and said, look, if you got to release him, go ahead. We're fine with it. He's not helping us win football games right now. And that's the problem. And so they release him, which I think they're going to do. You know, who picks him up? I don't. The Patriots probably. I don't know anything that would touch him.
Well, I look at it, Jeff, and I wonder if Bill Belichick even thinks it's worth the time, the effort, the aggravation, because I think we've gotten to the point now where AB's talent is actually outweighed by all of the other nonsense.
It is, and it's unfortunate because, you know, as you guys know, and I've talked to you guys about this, you know, this wasn't always the case, and now it seems to be that way, and obviously there's ways to speculate, but we're not going to do that about what's happening with him. But I'm kind of worried. Like, this is not normal behavior. Look, the helmet thing was one thing. I get it. I mean, look, all of us are superstitious. We all like to do things a certain way. We all like to use the same equipment. I tape my hands the same way before every game. If it was a wrinkle in the tape, we had to redo it. Like, I get being superstitious. I get it. But there's a time when you have to realize, as an adult, as a player, that, you know, the NFL does make policies based off of safety, whether you agree with them or not, and that you have to change your helmet. And everyone else did it, and he made this big stink about it. And I did think for the longest time it had nothing to do with not wanting to be in camp, but I think it had a little bit to do with that. And then you put the fine letter. Dude, okay, there were two fines in that letter, right? The first one was the day that Mike Mayock had his press conference, which clearly – he was really upset that Antonio Brown was not there for whatever reason. Maybe they had agreed upon that Dallas Davis coming back. He wasn't there. They fined him the $40,000. The other fine, dude, he missed a walkthrough in the team hotel the early morning afternoon of their preseason game against the Packers in Winnipeg. So he was there. We know he was there. There was video proof he was at the game. That means he was at the team hotel. That means he had to be at the walkthrough. Like, dude, the walkthrough's like 11:30 a.m. Just wake up and go to the walkthrough. You could probably be there in a hospital bed like Hugh Freeze. Just show up to the walkthrough. It didn't matter. He wasn't there, got fined. They put the fine. It's nonsensical behavior. I don't know why he's doing it. It's a little worrisome, but I'll tell you what, who's happy? I mean, I got to think Pittsburgh is. They ate $20 million and got basically nothing in return for him, but I think they knew this was what he was doing behind the scenes, and they got rid of it.
Yep, for sure. You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Talking to Jeff Schwartz, former offensive lineman here, works for a bunch of different outlets. You can check him out all over the place, actually. Jeff, let's look at the Steelers and the Patriots this coming week. You know, there's something to going into Foxborough. There has been something to going into Foxborough for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as they've not had a lot of luck up there. Is this the time, even with Brady, because Gronk isn't there anymore, that the Patriots are most susceptible to being beat?
This is one of these games where I'm looking at, especially from the gambling angles I always do, it's like I can't even decide how I think about this game, because to your point, New England has started slow most years, right? They've not really valued the preseason, and we know Tom Brady is not as good as a quarterback without Gronk. Now, that's always with Gronk supposed to be in the lineup, and the offense designed around Gronk, and all of a sudden he's not there. Now, it's not designed around Gronk. I think they're going to use a lot more two-back sets. They're going to find ways to get their running backs kind of in the scene, more or less what Gronk used to do. Obviously, not as tall and as big as him, but they're going to have a new offense. I don't know what it's going to look like. Defensively, I think they're going to be fine. They added pieces in the draft. So if Pittsburgh's going in there confidently, which I'm sure they are, and they have, you know, the same parts really back from last year, and they're healthy, and Devin Bush is really anchoring that defense now, it's a great opportunity to steal a game in New England and start your season. All right, look, I've been higher on Pittsburgh than most have in the media. I don't know why losing a wide receiver is that big of a deal. Like, I don't – look at the rest of their team. They have plenty of wide receivers. They don't need Antonio Brown. They need their defense to be better, and they need Big Ben to be better. Like, they don't need a wide receiver to win the division. So – this is a great opportunity for the Steelers to steal a win with the Patriots probably still figuring themselves out a little bit on offense.
Well, do you think Tom Brady walks to the line, though, Sunday night, Jeff? Or maybe he's just as he's sitting there watching film right now. And look, Sean Davis isn't an all-world free safety, but Cam Kelly's biggest experience to this point as he steps in for Sean Davis, who's probably going to be out on Sunday night, is the AAF a few months ago. And Brady's got to be licking his chops, looking at him playing the center field basically in a Steelers defense that he's already been able to pick apart that three deep zone before.
Yeah, look, I'm sure that Tom Brady's looking at that. But the question is, it's like in their wide receiver core, who's going to be that guy that really picks apart, you know, like the deep middle of the field? That used to be Gronk. They don't really have that. They put in Josh Gordon in the slot and letting his big body kind of get in there. I guess Thomas might be able to do that from a slot position. Like, who's going to be the guy attacking the middle of the field? Because, like I said, for so long, that was Gronkowski. And so that's what they have to figure out, is how they're going to attack in between the hash marks in their offense.
Hey, out of nowhere.
They have to have someone to do that.
Jeff.
What?
It's going to be that white kid from Bemidji State that came out of absolutely nowhere they're going to make into an all-pro. Just
Gunner.
Watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, but it's hard to predict that at the moment. I mean, look, Ben Watson's injured, right? I mean, Ben Watson's suspended. Yeah, I mean, who's this tight end? I'm going to look up their little tight end they have probably from somewhere. Matt
Lacoste
with the Giants, yeah. look, he had, I know preseason is not always the best in the game, but he had some good preseason with the Giants, just getting hurt. 6'6", 250. He probably runs like a 5'5", and he'll run like a 4'5", with the Patriots. I mean, look, the way they do this, it's pretty amazing. And they keep just replenishing, man. Eventually, you got to figure it's going to be over, but I'm not betting against it.
Last thing for you, Jeff Schwartz joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Are you high or are you low or are you somewhere in the middle on James Conner? Where is he in that tier of backs for you in the NFL?
I don't know if we know yet. Dude, my least favorite thing to do ever is rank things. Like, I don't know, man. He plays well in the offense. Like, that's all that matters to me. Like, I don't, like, I think that he's a good running back. Is he Le'Veon Bell? No, but they don't need Le'Veon Bell. They need Connor to be a tough runner. They need him to catch some balls out of the backfield. I think he's a good running back. Is he 10? I don't know. Is he 15? I don't know. The way I look at ranking things in the NFL, I think it's very easy to see who the top guys are, right? I mean, especially, you know, Zeke and McCaffrey and Kamara. And then it's kind of just like, Yeah, there's some good guys, and I think Carter falls in that good guy. He's not terrible, but he's not elite like those top three or four guys.
No, absolutely. That's what we've been talking about that all week, kind of. Like, as long as he doesn't put it on the ground, he makes the yards that he's supposed to, and he doesn't blow any blocking assignments that gets Ben killed, that's what you can ask out of him, right?
Right. Like, yes. And look, obviously breaking a couple tackles here and there would be good. He can do that. But look, I don't think – look, the numbers have shown that you don't need to have a top-paid or, like, a quote-unquote elite running back to win football games in the NFL right now, which is the passing game so prevalent. Like, for me, the Steelers need to have their tight end and maybe like James Washington as a third wide receiver be the guy, like be better than Connor to make this offense work.
Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, we thank you. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the Oregon game. Enjoy the week of the weekend of football now that the NFL is here. And we'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Take care, everybody.
See you, Jeff. Thanks,
all right,
man.
That's great takes from the week. They're brought to you by Great Lakes Brewery. Bunch of great takes from Jeff Schwartz, as always. He's out there in Oregon, and we're going to talk to him all week. He just has so many – it's such great insight as a former offensive lineman in the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.